Hey, what's up, Autostraddle? This is Kiyomi from Hunter Valentine, and...
This is Lucas from The Clicks.
How's it going, Lucas?
I'm okay. I just woke up. How are you?
I'm great. I just came from the gym.
Oh.
Yeah, get yourself in line, buddy. So we're more than halfway through this tour. It's been a long but great tour, and we're about to pick up with the Dolly Rots. We left Killula in Los Angeles. And make our way back to New York. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a little tired. It was awesome to have a couple days off.
Yeah.
We're in Vegas right now, and we went to see Cirque du Soleil last night, so that was nice. And the last night we were in Los Angeles, we did some drinking on Venice Beach.
We had a sushi party.
Sushi party.
Yeah. We had too much sake and not enough sushi. So what's been one of your favorite moments on this tour?
I'd have to say the last night at the Roxy when you and Lisa jumped up on stage to join me on Oh Yeah. I thought that was really fun. And, there was another favorite part. The show we did in San Francisco at the Milk Bar, Kiyomi came up on stage with Laura, and they both proceeded to take my shirt off. And, actually, no, you didn't take my shirt off. You just unbuttoned my shirt. But then you slapped me with your bare, wide hand on my belly, and I had this palm mark.
That's dirty rock and roll, right?
That's right, baby.
So how do you keep your sanity on a long tour like this? Like, how do you maintain your focus and your drive for, you know, achieving goals that you set for yourself on this tour?
Well, for one, I haven't been drinking, with the exception of that major powwow, because it was to celebrate Kalula's exit and another tour. And the other one is I try to get as much alone time as I can, and when I say that, it doesn't necessarily mean with people not in the hotel room or with people not in the van. I sort of try to find it in myself, and I go there and I put on my headphones and sort of try to escape to my own little place, because I'm very much a person who likes to spend a lot of time alone.
Yeah, so, me too.
Yeah.
I get that. I think it's really, important to place that as a priority and, you know, make sure you set that time aside for yourself, just so you don't completely lose your mind.
Yeah, like for example, this morning, my way of spending time alone was reorganizing my suitcase. Even though everybody else was in the room, I was like, I'm doing this on my own. It's my own little... And it also makes me feel grounded, because it's almost like... it's like trying to clean your room or something.
Yeah, your bag is like your home, right?
Yeah.
It's like your anchor. You got all your little compartments. It's like, you know, the net part of your bag is like the living room. This is probably sounding really sad to all you folks out there. So, your record's been out for a while. Are you getting ready to record a new record?
I sure am. I've been writing all year, and the plan is for, after this tour, to go back home, probably do shows here and there, but most likely concentrate on writing and getting together another album so I can have it out by early next year. How about yourself?
We just put out our new record, Lessons from the Late Night, in May. So, you know, we're always trying to think about the next step and constantly be... writing and creating, but yeah, right now we're focusing on promoting this album still, because there's a large amount of people that need to hear it and haven't.
Yeah, and you already started writing some stuff for the next album, I'm sure, because there's a song that I screw up the lyrics to all the time. I just make up my own lyrics. Play on stage.
Yeah, I've personally, as a songwriter, I write whenever I'm inspired and I can't shake something out of my head in order to process whatever I'm going through or whatever I've seen that's affected me. I need to write it out, you know, and really that's the main way that I express myself, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly the same way I express myself. Isn't that interesting?
That's so weird.
Well, this tour has been the only tour I've actually wanted to write. I've never wanted to write on tour.
Yeah, I crave to write all the time, but, you know, there's, like, hardly any time to even scratch your ass.
Pretty much.
So,
keep those melodies inside you.
Exactly. It's like, you kind of feel like you're holding all these, like, great secrets inside you for a month, and then you get home, and it's going to be, like, a creative explosion.
Yes, it is.
So awesome. I have a question for you. Who would you love to write with? Anybody in the world.
That's so intense. Well, I'd like to write with this person, but I think I'd be scared shitless to write with them. It'd be David Bowie.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be amazingly cool. See how my deep voice doesn't come out on the as much as yours.
I think mine would be Tim Armstrong from Rancid, because he's like, you know, he's got a punk rock background, which I love, of course. And then he's also showed his sort of versatility by being able to produce and co-write an album with somebody like Pink. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that
that's really cool.
That really shows, like, you know, his the level of him being able to cross over into different genres, which I really admire.
That's super cool. I thought if I had somebody produce another album of mine, I would like Linda Perry to work on it.
Yeah, she's a badass.
Yeah, she's
super. She should have been at our show in LA.
She should have.
What else? So what's been your favorite city that you've visited?
Oh, well, I think this time around, oddly, I would have to say San Francisco. And when I say oddly, it's because I have such a weird history with San Francisco.
Yeah.
Of coming in and out of there with, like, death on my back. I had two animals. My dog Sheba died one time right before I went, and then my cat Mugwump died right before I went. And I was like, what is up with this city? I'm always depressed here. What about you?
I really like Portland a lot.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, that was a great.
We had sort of like a limited amount of time there, but we played Portland Pride at the beginning of the summer, and that was my first time in that city, and I really liked it. I also was really surprised at how much I liked some of the cities in Texas. I just thought they had a really like unique feel. Mm-hmm.
Which one specifically?
I like San Antonio because of all the youth culture and activism that's sort of going on there. I thought it was really, really cool. But we had a really great tour guide who runs this organization called Local 782, which, you know, gets kids involved in, like, putting together shows and art projects and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
So. Ernesto, right?
Ernesto!
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so.
And that's where Girl in a Coma comes from, so of course it's a cool place.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of good music coming out of there, too. Mm-hmm. What else?
I'm really bad at asking questions, Keone.
So, what's the one thing that you miss about being at home?
God. Sleeping alone in my bed.
Hell yeah. Or not sleeping alone.
Oh, yeah. Or that. Yeah, I kind of miss sex. That would be nice once in a while.
Well, no. So we have like about a little more than a week left, and we're going out with the Dolly Rods.
Is that it?
Yeah, we have
Wow.
Like not 9 or 10 days left on the road. If we have any at your city up, check out dates online, because we coming to you, baby.
That's right. Guts and Glory Tour.
See you out there, kids.
Bye-bye.